Hiya and welcome back to another Skyrim podcast. In today's podcast we'll be talking about the two disease races, if you can call them that. I think they're called that, I'm not sure. But, the werewolves and the vampires. Now, the reason I'm going through this is because if you look on PS4 trophies, or it could be probably Xbox or PC, I don't know if you get trophies through that, I'm not sure. But, it'll say either have joined vampires or werewolves, so I'm just about to say which one's better, like be a werewolf or a vampire. Now, if you've seen Dawnguard and Vampire, then you'll know. I'm not going to go into that because you might as well just watch that in more depth. But, so we'll start off. Vampires are strong, in a sense. I suppose they've got a spell which can drain your life, which is, it's okay, but it's not the best. But the things that's really bad about them is just simply that you can't go in the sun. You know, it's a bit bad, in a sense, because, you know, Skyrim is very beautiful as a game. You know, you like its sunsets and sunrises and it's, you know, stuff like that. So by not going out in the sun, you have to stay in daytime. I mean, you have to go in the nighttime. But, you can go in the sun, you know, but your stuff doesn't regen. So if you run and you're out of stamina, that will not regen in the sun. Your health will not regen. Your magicka will not regen. You basically take a lot of damage from fire. So if you just come up to a novice fire mage, he'll act like an adept fire mage. So, yeah. But, I mean, don't get me wrong, being a vanilla vampire is pretty sick, because if you become blooded, everything instantly becomes a lot better. Do you know what I mean? So, I mean, yeah, that's all good and everything, but you still take damage from sun, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, and you get, I think you get, like with the werewolf, you get perks, I think, like vampire perks. But you need to suck people's blood, which isn't bad, I suppose, but, because you, let's say you are blooded, then if you go into a village or town or wherever, you will get, everyone will see you as a vampire and you'll get hunted. So that's a bit crap as well. But it is good though, if you drink someone's blood, you instantly don't become blooded anymore, you know what I mean? You've, like, taken a drink, so you're good. I think that's around it. So it's good and bad things. Now, the werewolf, this is only accessible through the companions, which is a warrior's guild based in Whiterun, in Yovaska. You become a werewolf from the circle, or circuit. Whatever you say it, I call it circle. But, werewolves are good in a lot of senses, and there's only one bad thing, but I'll get into that in a minute. The good things are when you're in a werewolf form, beast form, you run like hell. You run really quickly, so that's a bonus. Your damage is high. I mean, I don't know what the damage is, like, you know what I mean? I don't know what it is, really, but, I mean, it is. You only need, like, maybe 3 swipes with your hand, and you've killed a pretty good boss. Do you know what I mean? Not a boss, but, like, someone who's hard to kill, usually. But, I definitely recommend becoming a werewolf rather than a vampire, because a vampire, you've got some perks, but mostly you've got disadvantages. But there's only 2 disadvantages with being a werewolf. The first one is you do not get sleep bonuses because of your beast blood or wolf blood. And the other one is that when you're in beast form, if you're like a level 1 werewolf, because you can get werewolf perks, when you're level 1, your health is pretty low. So if you get like 5 bandits running at you in Sand Slash, you'll probably die. So that's the only bad thing. But once you tune and get better with your beast blood, then you will become pretty good. Really good, in fact. But I suppose there's another one, but that depends really if you like gods and stuff. But there's Hursine, the god of the beast or something, the god of the hunt, I think. But if you're like a guy like me, and you like the thought of going to Sovngarde, because you've played the main quest line, then it's pretty crap in the sense of that you have to go and hunt with this god for the rest of your life. So rather than, you know, relaxing in a big hall, drinking mead and eating, you know, and talking to people that you've heard about. So, I mean, you know, if you're not like me, then you know what I mean? Like, you would want to do that, then fair enough. You know, it's just, I mean, it doesn't really matter that much because it is just a game. And you, as a Dragonborn, you never die. But it's just that thought that when you do die, you'll go and you'll never rest. Do you know what I mean? So it's a bit, because you're beast blood. So, I don't know, it's a bit of a mixed one, really. I mean, yeah. Yeah, I suppose it's a bit of a mixed one, to be honest with you, because it's like, it's a bit, I don't know, it's better than the vampires, I would say. I don't know if you agree with that. If you think vampires are better, fair enough. But, you know. But yeah, I just thought I'd make this because I just saw it when I was playing Skyrim the other night. So, yes. I believe today is Saturday. No, it's not Saturday, it's Friday. Yeah, it's Friday, I think. Yeah, Friday. But yeah, I think I'll be making another one pretty later on today, but, I'm not sure. I think I'll be playing Skyrim more later on, but, I think if you're on Anchor, then, you have an option to message me, and if you message me, I'll answer you, I think, best as I can, I think. So, yes. But anyway, that's it for now. I know this is a bit of a short one, only on 6 minutes. I mean, maybe that's long, I don't know. But for a podcast, I'm not even sure. But no, I hope you enjoyed it. I know it's a bit of a short one, like I've just said. But, you know, not much really to talk about. But I think in all seriousness, though, I think being a werewolf is probably better than being a vampire. Because a vampire, you've just got a lot of disadvantages. But like I said, I hope you enjoyed. Don't forget, I will be probably making more within the week, Monday through Friday, possibly weekends, and today is Friday, is it? Yes, it is. Maybe. So, I might be making one tomorrow, or today. But yeah, stay tuned, I think we'll have more on the way, but yes, thank you, and goodbye.